In the last 2 weeks, five children have been struck by lightning in Utah, three of them today. Lightning typically kills a handful of Utahns every year. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank is back with me now live in the KSL 24-hour news center. It is, if not the top, it's one of the top causes of death in the outdoors, isn't it?
It is. It's the number one weather-related killer in the state of Utah. It's the most dangerous kind of weather we've got. It's thunderstorms with lightning. And as we've seen today and we saw a week or two ago, it is extremely dangerous. It can come in areas that you just wouldn't think that there would be an issue. And in the case of today, these three individuals, siblings, all got hit the ground. In fact, they said that there was an entrance and exit of the lightning strike, the bolt itself, through the child. So dangerous.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe. And I've heard that if you're close enough to hear thunder, you're close enough to get hit by lightning. Is that not the case?
That's exactly right. In fact, lightning can travel miles ahead of the actual thunder cell itself. And you can have lightning even when you don't have real dark, ominous clouds all around you. So lightning is a little bit tricky. So the bottom line is you've got to be aware of what's happening. You've got to be aware of the thunderstorms, the lightning in your area. The KSL Weather app has an awesome tool that will actually alert you 5 miles ahead of where your lightning strikes are. So if you're in an area, all of a sudden you get a little ding and it says, hey, lightning's been detected within 5 miles of your radius, that's a great heads up. But you just have to be aware of the weather conditions. The second thing is keep vigilant. Look and see where those storms are. If you can hear thunder, you're close enough. If you start to feel the hairs on your body, the hairs on your arm, the hairs in your head start to rise or lift, or you can almost feel that static feel when you walk across the carpet. That's the kind of stuff where you're starting to electrify the air around you in anticipation of lightning strikes. So that's an imminent notification that you've got enough electricity in the air and that a lightning strike is pending.
This story today at Lily Lake, we understand, reports are anyway, that the dad told the girls to get under a tree. Is that good or bad?
No, it's typically not very good. The problem is out at Lily Lake, where else do you go?
Right.
I mean, those trees are tall and the lightning tends to be attracted to the tallest object. So typically it's not out next to a tree because the tree can become a conductor of the lightning. You want to get to a low spot, a low place in the ground. Get close to the ground, but don't lay down on the ground. The least amount of surface body contact you can have with the ground, the better. So some people recommend you kind of hunch down, get on even 1 foot, balance on 1 foot
really?
To try to minimize the kind of surface contact you have. Lightning and electricity wants to go to the ground. It's just that's how it's looking for a ground. And so if you become in the middle of that ground, it's extremely deadly. And again, we lose several people each year because of lightning strikes.
We were mountain biking at Deer Valley the other day, and they were shutting off the lift from time to time because the storms were coming and going,
yep.
passing. But we got on the lift, and so we were at the top of the mountain when they shut it down, and it started raining, and we could hear the thunder, and we were in a panic. We're on bikes, you know, metal devices with tires. We're trying to decide, do we head down the mountain? Do we look for cover here? And we decided just to ride. We got on the trail and got on down the mountain.
Yeah, again, you just want to take note that you are not the tallest object, that you're not out in an open field. You're not out on a lake. You're not on anything that's conductive. So like a body of water, you don't want to be out on the middle of a lake
yeah.
when you're out there with lightning around. So again, little tips that you can do, get if you can get into shelter, if you can get into a vehicle, if you can get into a structure, that's the safest place to be. But if you're not and you're out in the open, just stay away from the tall objects. Don't be the lone tall object. And get close to the ground and try to find a low spot.
Wow.